mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is the 24th day of August 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, and now the new one, prisonplanet.tv. Well, we have a particularly large stack of news and information to cover today and a guest joining us that we'll announce a little bit later, but right now let's go ahead and dive straight into it. Earthquake rattles Olympic venues. An earthquake rattled Olympic venues today in and around Athens. The Athens Geodynamic Institute said the tremor had a preliminary magnitude of 4.5 and occurred at 3:38 p.m. Boy, that's a tremor, 4.5. That's pretty substantial. It was centered about 42 miles northeast of Athens, or 12 miles beneath the Aegean Sea. Yeah, I mean, if they had a 4.5 in a major city, that would break some stuff. There is no reason to panic. It was a very small quake. Oh, now it's a quake. A minute ago, it was a tremor. Again, I'm not an expert on this stuff, but I believe over a 4.1 or over 4 point, it's an earthquake. But again, I should go, I guess, pull out an encyclopedia and check on that. But first, it's a tremor. Now it's a quake. The head of the Greek Civil Defense Agency said there was no reports of injuries or damage from the quake felt throughout the greater Athens area. In 1999, a 5.9 magnitude quake near Athens killed 143 people, injured about 2,000, and left thousands more homeless. The question is this the prelude to something larger? I mean, they have big earthquakes in Greece, in Italy, in surrounding areas. All right, that's just a little side issue, but it is interesting. Maybe God doesn't like the fact that they've got Adolf Hitler's symbols all over the city. Oh, you forgot that all of the Olympic symbolism, the rings, the torch, that's all was invented by Adolf Hitler himself. Just a side issue, and I was really being sarcastic. I don't think God is mad at the people at the Olympics for the symbols they have, because most of them are ignorant. But God probably is mad that the Olympics do have all of that pagan history. But just, again, just some background there. CNN hijacker visa found in Flight 93 wreckage. It's getting really rich. Remember that one of the flights hit the World Trade Center towers? They said that magically the passport jumped out of his jacket, through the burning plane, through the wreckage, past the girders, out of the building, and the tens of millions of pieces of paper that were in the structure out into the street to be found by a police officer. Unscathed, not a scratch on it. And then later it turned out that the person on the passport was still alive, and the FBI said, okay, it was a mistake. We never really found the passport. But wait, you showed it on the news the day after 9/11 and said it was conclusive proof. And then no one ever addresses that piece of disinformation. Well, now they're back with what is obviously another one, and we'll give you details of this when we return. Also, Rumsfeld to escape Abu Ghraib blame for the commission he appointed. Weathermen terror group back to wreak havoc at RNC, New York Post. Give me a break. Christian Science Monitor went inside the Najaf mosque, and there's no weapons, of course, but who cares? Brett Hume says kill everyone. We'll be right back.
Our- Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to have to admit it. I am turning into the most soft-hearted, touchy-feely person you can imagine. I almost didn't make it to the studio today because I'm driving along and there's a lizard, a green chameleon, on my car. And in the past, I would care a little bit about the lizard, but I really wouldn't care. I wouldn't stop on the side of a dangerous road because he was about to blow off. And there was nothing but shopping centers on both sides. I didn't want to turn him loose there. And so I got a hold of him, which was not an easy feat. Basically, people thought I was nuts jumping on top of the rent car I'm driving since I totaled my Tahoe a few weeks ago. Here I am on the hood, then crawling up, jumping up on top of the roof, trying to catch this green chameleon. In the past, folks, just a year or two ago, I wouldn't have behaved like this. It's probably stupid. It was dangerous. Then I'm holding him in my hand while I'm driving, and he wiggles out of my hand somehow, acts like he's held there tight, but I don't want to squeeze him. And he gets out and runs up my head while I'm driving, and I have to pull over, and he's somewhere hiding in my car. So my car's got all the windows down right now because it's like 100 degrees today. So hopefully the chameleon can get out of the car, and I'm all worried about him right now. I'm tempted to go to rebroadcast and go dig around in my car that's full of papers and coffee cups and find it. And you're saying, Alex, we've got earthquakes in Athens, we've got new hijacker visa found in Flight 93 wreckage. We have got the mosque being blown to bits in Najaf and the Shiites going absolutely ape. We've got this whole new world order coming down on us, and you're telling us about how you are, you know, having these love fests with lizards. What would David Icke say? but it's important, and I really didn't want to talk about this, but I am going to talk about it. We have to love life. We have to defend freedom. We have to love our families enough to be honest about the true nature of the New World Order and stand up against it. And that means we have to give our lives. Because can you imagine if I'm having these ridiculous feelings about saving lizards? They get in my house and then they die, and I'm always trying to catch them, these little geckos, and it's really just a symptom of something. And maybe I've swung, you know, too far on the pendulum, but or maybe it's just a product of having children. It develops and accentuates your nurturing instincts. Those are brought to the fore. But what am I trying to get at here? The America today is very cold, very callous. We only care about ourselves, myself included. We are so afraid of what our neighbors will think of us that we won't even talk to them about politics or religion. We're all living in little boxes or little self-contained worlds. We don't have any real community anymore. And people don't spend time with their children because they're too busy chasing the almighty dollar, because that's most important to them in many cases, and in some cases they've got to just to survive. But some of the worst people out there are the middle class of America, who have plenty of money but spend the least time of anybody with their children, because their children come second or third to driving the Lexus or the Mercedes, or to acting cool, to basically being part of the world. Setting the world first, setting materialism first, before God and family, and then country. And I'm not saying it's bad to have a Mercedes or a nice house, but when you make it an idol, when you worship it, that's what idolatry is. When you set it up before everything else, that's what's bad. You're saying, what does this have to do with lizards? You know, trying to save lizards in your house and lizards on the car and, you know, a lizard a week ago that I saw in the neighborhood pool that had fallen in. These things are everywhere, and they're cute. My wife's always been like this. Every week or two, bringing home new strays, new dogs and cats, and then we have to find them homes, and it takes up all our time. But you know what? I love her because she does that. It's that need to defend defenseless things. And to know that we have killed... Back in 97, it was 700,000 Iraqi children with the sanctions. And now the numbers of Iraqis are upwards of 2 million people, but the sanctions and the bombing have killed the weakest members of society, women and children. It really makes me sad. And it upsets me to know that we've had how many abortions, coming up on 50 million abortions in this country? I mean, how callous, how cold-blooded are we to make psychological excuses and say, oh, it's just a choice, oh, it's not a human being, and then now New Jersey's passed a law to keep baby clones alive up until birth and then 3 months after, to use them as body parts? Babies, folks, it's the law. And we... just see euthanasia and the killing of old people who are begging for food and water. I mean, that's been in the Wall Street Journal, naming names. It's scary. I mean, we reap what we sow. Anything we go along with this new world order is only going to come back on us sevenfold. But the real point I was going to get to is that I, growing up, was a pretty callous person. And, I mean, obviously, you've got to be callous in certain positions. And, you know, obviously, I'm all for, I'm not going to the extreme of, oh, we shouldn't, you know, kill pigs and cows and chickens. But I do think we should do it humanely and have them open range and not in little boxes that are too small for their bodies. Plus, who wants to eat something that's been through all that hellish stress and get all those horrible hormones and antibiotics and garbage and toxins? I mean, again, that comes back on us. Cancer's up over 500%+. Where am I going with all of this? Yesterday, a couple days a week, I'll steal a little time and go to the neighborhood pool and swim some laps. And I'd gotten done swimming laps for about 45 minutes and was getting out and drying off. And I watched this family walk in with probably a 10-year-old daughter, a 6-year-old daughter, and a 2-year-old boy. And he didn't have any hair, and he had a chemotherapy port in his chest. And he was having trouble walking, and his parents, I could just feel their sorrow, and they were trying to be happy in front of him and make him happy and, you know, play with him in the pool. And, again, there's things you can't describe with words. It was a sorrow I've never felt in my life, because that little boy was really analogous or an example of all of the aborted babies, all of the children that have been murdered in Africa and Asia and America and in Iraq and in the Middle East and just all the evil of the New World Order. And I just sat there and watched his parents, and watching how he was so frail and skinny and how sick he was, but how sweet he was. And I started crying. Because all this was running through my mind. You know, I thought about how in the old neighborhood I lived in a few years ago, in 1 year, two toddlers died of cancer on my street in a middle-class neighborhood. And I know so many children that have cancer. And I know exactly what's doing it, of course. One of the main causes is the vaccines that they're giving them, full of cancer viruses, that's admitted, and full of heavy metals that also cause cancer. And also their parents have been eating all this toxic food and breathing all this toxic air and drinking all this toxic water, so their DNA is all screwed up. They've done the sperm and egg test. They're completely toxified. In Europe, the sperm count's down by 80%. It's down by, 74% here in the U.S. We're dying, people. I mean, on my little street that probably had, 30 houses on it, two of the families that have children, they died of cancers. They died of brain cancers. Oh, I forgot to add that. And I wanted to pray for that child. I was praying for that child. But I've never felt the spirit of God, of Yahweh, like I did. And I didn't do what I was supposed to. I wanted to go over, talk to that family. I wanted to lay hands on that child. Folks, you know, I've never talked like this. It was the strongest urge I've ever had. I wanted to put my hands on his head and just pray for him, ask God to heal him. The beast is killing our children. The beast. The beast is upon us, oh God. It's going to get worse and worse. Oh. They love death. They come to kill. They are killing. I'm sorry. The New World Order has got to be defeated, oh God. Please, God, please protect us from the New World Order. Please protect the children. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. No. Just Stephanie, play Renegades or something. I got to get myself together. We'll come back and get into the news. I'm sick of chronicling their evil. Thank you.
so, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Never back down. Because I know the New World Order is evil. I know they have wickedness as their intent, dehumanization as their goal. We must defeat them with God's help. You know, I went back to that place. I'm sorry, I've never done that on the air. I went back to that place that I was yesterday, and that child so sick with cancer just melted my heart. And as Americans, we have hard hearts. Very hard hearts. More and more of us do. Very self-centered. And when I think about what the New World Order is doing to children all over the planet, you know, when I see an old person driving over here, I saw an old person barely able to walk, very sick, with their, you know, old children helping them into a car. It's sad, but they've lived their life, and that's part of the scope of things, and that's how it's supposed to work, and that doesn't sadden me one millionth like it does to see the innocents, the children, people who have their whole lives before them being destroyed by this system. And it's a thousand thoughts. I can't put it in words. And, you know, I talked about having a hard heart. I remember the 3 summers I worked for a large animal vet. We did a lot of good. We saved a lot of cows and calves and horses. But also we did a lot of industrial work. You know, we'd go out and there'd be 500, 600 head of cattle. There'd be a couple cowboys, myself and the vet. And, you know, we'd run them into the chutes and we'd put the nose tongs in them and use the electric dehorner on them and brand them. And I don't even know if I could do that today. Call me a wimp. But I guess I've gone to the other extreme of having a soft heart. But you've got to have a soft heart. I mean, the New World Order has a black heart of obsidian, of black stone, my friends. And you're not normal, though, if you don't have pain and if you're not concerned about evil and what's happening to the innocents. You know, Christ said that. Suffer the little children because, you know, these are the most dear to me. It'd be better for you to tie a millstone around your neck, a boulder around your neck, and throw yourself in the deepest sea than to hurt one of these. And that's what our society targets, is the weak. It targets the old. It targets the young. It targets those that don't know, that haven't had time to learn. It twists society. It blackens our hearts. And I'm so sad for this country. This morning I was on the Statesman, and they have a big banner on the local paper, and it says, "No shots, no school." And they lie in all these articles and say, "You've got to take it. You've got to take the shots. It's all over TV. It's all over TV nationally. They have the same federal program to put these vaccines in them." And Dr. Geyer, the congressional researchers, tested the new vaccines. They haven't taken the mercury out. In fact, in many cases, they've radically increased it. Oh, we learn it's killing us and brain damaging our children? Why, they'll just increase it on us. And we got Bob Dacey, a local TV host, good friend of mine, has been researching this and fighting it and exposing it. The Statesman finally had to admit it wasn't the law that you had to. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff we deal with on a daily basis. And to watch these psychopathic, demonic killers putting in the giant cage around us and building this society of control and preparing it is disgusting. It infuriates me. But if I was just hateful and hated the New World Order, I couldn't continue and work 16, 17, 18 hours a day like I do on a regular basis. No, love is what fuels me and what powers me. And we have to have love of our families. I mean, who wouldn't throw themselves in front of a bus to save their children? Well, we've got to get to the point where we throw ourselves in front of a bus to save our neighbor's children or to save our neighbor. And when we get back to that attitude and when that becomes the predominant spirit of America, we will have freedom again and we will have prosperity. But we're going to lose it all, my friends, if we do not stand up boldly against this system and have the courage, the moral courage, the spiritual courage, to admit just how bad things have gotten. So that's my sermon today, and I just am stricken to the core with what's happening, but it gives me strength. You know, at the same time that it weakens me, then in the next moment it strengthens me, and I want to thank God for that and ask God to use me as a vessel and to use you as a vessel against this criminal system. Because we are the cellular level of the body politic in society. And we've become evil, and that's why evil's taken over.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Attention pet owners. How would you like your dog or cat to behave instantly on command? Now you can with a pet trainer. So easy to use, it's like having a remote control for your pet. No electric zaps or shocks. This simple handheld device uses safe and effective ultrasonic sound that commands your pet's attention like magic. Here's how it works. Say your dog jumps on your best furniture. Just press the button to emit the sound. As he snaps to attention, give the command to get down. As soon as he obeys, praise him for the good behavior, and that's it. Veterinarian endorsed, Pet Trainer is the humane way to train pets, whether it's non-stop barking, chewing shoes, pestering house guests, you name it. Plus, it's the animal-friendly way to deal with unwelcome strays or neighbors' dogs. Satisfaction guaranteed, so call now to try it risk-free. Pet Trainer, just $19.95, plus shipping, uses 9-volt battery not included.
To order by credit card, call toll-free 1-800-851-5511. That's 1-800-851-5511. Call 1-800-851-5511. 155-11.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, going out on the AM and FM dial from Ohio to Texas, from California to Florida. Simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75 and at night from 9 to midnight at 32.10. And, of course, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know we have Robert and Ron and is it Darren and Malta and Barney and others. We'll get to everybody. We've just got Bob Dacey on from his gun shop and hardware store for about 15 minutes. I wanted to get Bob on because we posted the federal law, the state laws, the waivers, you don't have to take vaccines. Every school administrator knows this. Every principal, every school nurse knows this. They have the form. But all over the country, every day I see news articles leading up to the start of school that started in different areas of the country last week and this week, saying, no shots, no school, no shots, no school. This slogan, and they say it's the law, you have to. You have to go to the sports stadium and get your shots because tens of thousands here in Austin had refused, and they were panicking. So they lied about it. We even had to get a law passed in the last legislative session saying that there is no law that you have to, reaffirming that. Just incredible. And then I found an article. The Statesman has this big banner up, the Austin American Statesman, on their website. It says, no shots, no school. And it links to an old article, since they quietly retracted it. They're still posting the old lies. And it says, district launches campaign now to be sure parents know that all students must be immunized before school year begins in the fall. And it goes on to say, you've got to. It says 18,000 students showed up on the first day without their shots. A number the district whittled down to 7,000 by sending letters to parents and holding free shot clinics. And it says that at the start of this year's, it was 19,000. And by the way, by intimidation, they've got it down to about 4,000 that refused. Just amazing. Bob, this story is so indicative of the premeditated lying, because I've seen articles that are almost identical coast to coast from newspapers and TV stations where it's this unified lie, no shots, no school. And then we talk about all the stuff that's in the vaccines. I mean, this is a big one. This is really a good illustration of out-and-out PR campaign of total lies to make sure they get the IQ-reducing mercury into the children along with the cancer viruses, Bob.
Well, you know, I covered this on my TV show about 3 weeks ago. And you know how I do things, Alex. I always document everything. And what got me going on it was that Dr. Pat Forgione, who's the Austin School District superintendent, the head guy, had an article in the American Statesman, and I read it, and it says very plainly, the man in his own words, saying that, do you mind if I quote it? The immunizations are required by the state. If you don't have your shots, we can't let you start school. Under state law, each student must be current with his or her immunization requirements before starting school. Students without all their shots won't be able to attend class. We don't have any choice in this.
It's illegal for me to set up a toll road and drive around in a fake cop car and demand tolls from people. That's a felony. This is a crime they're committing, knowingly saying you have to do it when they know good and well there's never been a law.
Well, you know, I was trying to figure this out because I knew it wasn't a law, and so Forgione, the top guy in the school district, is telling me, and then he had a commercial on TV saying the same thing all over television, telling you had to do this. And, of course, then I went to the Texas Department of Health on their website and read the law that says you don't have to. I mean, it's right here, Chapter 97.62 of the Texas Administrative Code describes the conditions under which individuals can seek exemptions from Texas immunization requirements. And they say you can do it for medical contraindications, reasons of conscience, including a religious belief, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, I sit there saying, okay, well, let's show this to the people. They even have a sample letter you can send to the Department of Health requesting the form. Then they have a frequently asked questions page as to, you know, asking, well, how do I obtain a vaccine exemption? And they tell you how to do it.
Well, by law, you know, every school has to have that form. They know this.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why the top guy in the AISD is sitting out there lying to everybody and his brother in the paper and on television. And then the American Statesman, our local newspaper, puts an editorial in the paper a few days later, quoting Forgione. Let me quote this. Aside from abiding by dress codes, students must be current with required immunizations. As Forgione stated on these pages earlier this month, quote, if you don't have your shots, we can't let you start school, end quote. That's not a district rule, but a state law, and it goes for all students in every district. Now, that's right out of the Austin American Statesman, just pumping this lie.
This is a public health issue. They should be arrested.
Well, there's something wrong here. I mean,
I'm serious. They should be arrested.
Well, I don't know. They did a few days later.
After the TV shows and after we talked about it.
They printed something in the paper where the headline said you had to get your shot, but then they had a one-liner in there a few days later saying that you could get an exemption. They did a few days later stick it in there, although the headline.
But the law doesn't even say you have to. Again, it's not even a law. It's a regulation that says you don't have to. You've never had to, and we got a law passed last year by the legislature that Perry did sign, that one of the good things he did, saying, look, you have to stop taking people's children, have to stop barring them from school, and then indicting them for truancy when you don't let them in school for not having shots. They had to pass a law saying there is no law that you have to, pointing at the other law, and they knew that.
Well,
this, and by the way, Bob, this is nationwide. Every day I see articles in every state all over the country where the exact same things are being said.
Well, my question to you, Alex, because you're the expert on this, I haven't studied the immunization thing nearly as much as you have. Why are they doing this?
Well, for the locals, they don't get their federal funds unless 99% are vaccinated. and it's in the millions of dollars per school district in big school districts, hundreds of thousands for small school districts. That's why they're doing it, to get money. But the feds are doing it because they want more learning disabilities. They want to dumb down people. It's just like Brave New World, which all came out of UNESCO plans, according to Huxley himself. It is to brain damage children. I mean, it sounds insane, but it's true. It is a eugenics program.
Where can you go to get some documentation for that, Alex?
On PrisonPlanet.com, we have a giant section with mainstream news where the CDC admitted it's brain damaging, but said they're going to continue it, admitting what the mercury does. And then we've caught the UN doing it in Africa and Asia purposefully. We've got Henry Kissinger documents going back to 73 covering it, sterilization hormones added to the vaccines, brain damaging chemicals. It's being done as a eugenics program.
Yeah, I'm aware of the UN sterilizing women without their consent through the vaccine programs. I'm aware of that. That's
well, they also add chemicals to brain damage.
Oh, how lovely. Well, that's the UN for you. They want to eliminate 80 to 90% of us, I guess, and they're going to start with Africa, huh?
Yes, sir, but it's the same programs are being done here. I mean, look at all the eugenics that's happened here, but clearly that's what's happening, Bob. The question is, do we have the courage to admit it to ourselves?
What do you do about it as a parent? I mean, what do? You just...
Well, I think we should write letters to the editor and say, what, you know, no matter what newspaper's doing it around the country, and ask them, what is their major malfunction? And I guess, with it, in the letter to the editor, give the state code with the exemption and say there's not a law you have to do this, and then find the other code for your state that shows holding out with false arrest and what happens when you claim laws that don't exist and falsely prosecute people, which they're doing.
Well, I hope somebody picks up that bat. I know that Mike Hansen was watching my show when I covered this 3 weeks ago, and he called me up and told me he called down to the AISD as a result of that and scream bloody murder at him, and apparently somebody down there said, oh, well, we'll fix it, but I don't think they did.
No, they're still on TV, still on the paper.
Yeah, they're still on TV doing the same thing. So, you know, I tell you, it's bold, isn't it, Alex? For me, I'm a real simple guy. I cannot understand for the life of me why our officials and our top guys and whatnot, why can't they just tell the truth? What's so hard?
Bob, again, we've got the different laws posted on the website, but I told my webmaster to post the other ones. Bob, I know you're at work, but let me write that down, and I'll... can you email me? It's in the archive somewhere, the laws, the name of the laws that you don't have to, but I need to get the actual code number. Will you email over to... do you know my secret email address?
No, I don't, but I can fax you this Texas Department of Health website front page.
Well, just for the listeners, because I didn't have time to print this out this morning, why don't you give them the code again and then give them the website for the Texas Department of Health?
This is the Texas Department of Health under the topic Exclusions from Immunization Requirements Immunization Division. The web page is www.tdh.tx.us/immunize/school_exclusion.htm. But you type Texas Department of Health exclusions for immunizations in Google, it'll pop right up.
You know,
it's not hard to find. It's chapter 97.62 of the Texas Administrative Code, and it's not hard to find. I mean, it's there. They show you the page. They show you how to get...
No, I know. I've gotten copies of it. It's somewhere in the stack, and we've shown it on TV the last 4 weeks as they were doing this. I've been covering it on television. We've aired a little clip of a newscast on one of last week's reports that's on PrisonPlanet.tv where they said, no shots, no school, it's the law, and then went on to say how you're a criminal if you don't do it.
Well, you know, Forgione had that silly little basketball commercial where the kid's on the court, and the coach orders him off the court, says he hadn't got his shots yet. Then Forgione himself appears there and says, you know, hey, the shot clock is running out. No shots, no school. And he throws the basket, and he makes it. You know, I mean, I played that on my show. You know, it's no better documentation from that of the guy's own mouth, right?
It's premeditated evil. Government's gone bad. We're in tyranny again. And they're coming out and saying the National and State Guards for martial law and arrest, and I've got articles from all over the country where, quote, they're going to deal with riots and they're ready for it. I mean, it's just, come on, people. And look, there's no law that you have to take shots until 2 years ago when they passed Homeland Security, and under their emergencies, they can force any shots they want on you. That's on page 76 of the Homeland Security package. But they told their own police and firemen they had to take it, and 99% said no, according to the L.A. Times. So their own enforcers are saying no. That's why they're panicking and using such desperate methods, Bob. And that's why they want to shut down our local access television so we can't warn the people.
Yeah, that's another issue that just gets on the front burner once again. You know, I don't know, Alex. It's coming at us from all fronts, and we got to resist it on all fronts.
All right, Bob Dacey, thank you for coming on.
Sure, thank you, Alex.
And tell folks about your gun shop / bookstore / hardware store up in North Austin.
Well, I have a True Value hardware store up in Northwest Austin. It's called the Hardware Store Incorporated, and, you know, I do everything. I make screens, I sell guns, I do everything. I'm a locksmith. You name it, I do it. And I'm kind of like a jack-of-all-trades.
And another one of those evil right-wingers that works 12, 14-hour days.
Yeah, I don't guess I get overtime, huh? Oh, well, whatever. That's just the way it works, huh? But I appreciate coming on, Alex, and you keep up the good work, and you have a real good day.
All right, my friend. Take care. All right, I want to thank the callers for holding. Earlier, I had my little outburst about how they're killing children all over the planet, and it hurts me. We got all this other news we're going to be covering here, but, I mean, there's no better illustration than this vaccine business. Oh, it's incredible. Robert in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air, first caller.
Good morning, Alex. Thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate that. How are you today?
Good.
Listening to an archive show of Stanley Von Teese yesterday, I heard a young lady named, I think her name is Karen Holgate. She was talking about an initiative that's going through the California State Legislature, kind of ties into vaccines in a way. They want to basically take over children in California from birth. They want to test them mentally, physically.
Yeah, no, that's the New Freedom Initiative. Ten states are already doing it, including California. And psychiatric testing twice a year. It's going to start with the adults now in Illinois. Mm-hmm. We're all going to be prisoners.
Yeah, it hasn't passed yet, but they're thinking that when it gets to Arnold's desk, he probably will sign off on it. And interestingly enough, when the supporters are asked how they're going to pay for it, they kind of glaze over and they say, well, we'll just go to the taxpayers, which if you don't think about California, they're already taxed to the death as it is, so they won't lay another tax on them for that. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Also listened to another show of Montese. I think the guy's name was John Stoner or Stormer. I believe he wrote Dare to Call It Treason. And during his show, he brought the interesting fact about a company from Hong Kong that recently bought out the bankrupt Global. And I remember reading about
your
this.
Your phone cut out. Bought out the bankrupt what?
Global Crossing.
Yes.
I remember reading about this several months ago, but didn't make the connection. But apparently Global Crossing has fiber optics around the globe.
These giant fiber optic cables strung across the oceans.
For communication. So if this company wanted to, the people from China, they could pretty much cripple our communications pretty easily with just one fell swoop, just flipping a switch, that would do it.
Yes,
that
our infrastructure more and more is being tied to China.
Yes, yes. Plus, as you mentioned a few weeks ago, they bought the Panama Canal, which is a big shipping lane for goods that come and go to the U.S.
Yeah, they got the lease, Hutchison Wampo.
And Dr. Montes also mentioned they recently bought several bonds, American bonds, which if they started to sell, that could cause all kind of financial upheaval, you know, in our country. So, interesting show. That's
all the Chinese have to do is up the value of their currency, and it will destroy our economy overnight.
Yes, very easily. Anyway, thanks for your time, Alex. Keep up the good work, and take care. See you later.
Thank you for the call, Robert. Ron in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Alex, with reference to this upcoming Republican convention in New York City, I've been reading the papers, and as it approaches closer and closer, the papers, and in particular, I noticed this past Sunday, the editorial section in the Post, and even in the Daily News, which likes to present itself as a so-called anti-establishment newspaper, but that's just a false alternative. They're in on it, too. Their editorials were actually crooning about the fact that you're going to have police with machine guns here and autotronic weapons to control any unruly crowds. they're actually applauding the fact that those type of weapons may be turned loose on our fellow citizens. I mean, this is all part of conditioning the mass of people, the ignorant mass, as you said, who are into materialism, they're selfish, into the idea that it's okay to turn weapons, essentially weapons of mass destruction, against innocent people, crowds of innocent people. They keep trying to prime everybody up.
Yeah, giant sound wave weapons that burst your eardrums, and I'm going to be there covering it, Ron.
You're going to be in New York?
Yep.
That's going to be very interesting. I hope you broadcast from a remote here, because that'll be one of the most interesting days, probably. Could you hold me over, Alex?
Sure. I want to hear more about it. We'll come back. I've got some news on New York as well. They claim the weathermen are back. Bush released them from prison, and now they're working for their boss to create crises, according to the New York Post. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, of course, is the website, and then we'll talk to everybody else as well at 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49, or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Has turned into police in black ski masks, giant prisons, helicopters looking through our walls, sound wave weapons, police beating their batons on their shields, a few hired provocateurs always to create the crisis to legitimize all of this. Ron in New York, the climate in New York. They said hundreds of thousands were going to show up in Boston, but only a few thousand did because of intimidation. Now they're saying 500,000, a million. What do you think the real numbers are?
Well, in reality, it probably won't be 500,000 or a million. Because it is New York and it is a convention where you have the sitting president coming, it'll probably be more than Boston, but I don't think it'll reach the 1 million mark. that they keep talking about. We went through this 2 years ago in New York with the G7 summit, and they were priming everybody up for the, telling them that, you know, we were going to have provocateurs come to town and so forth. And nothing like that happened. In fact, I was right down by the Waldorf Astoria Hotel where this G7 summit was held. There were peaceful protesters. Nobody did anything. This time, I think, and this is why I think that, it was reported in Newsday newspaper about 2 weeks ago, that the police have already sent people to the meetings for various groups that want to protest, and they pose themselves as the most anti-Bush and virulent, left-wing type of protesters, and they've, in fact, this was part of their policy. It was even admitted that they went in and, you know, they tried to whip up these crowds. So with that kind of behavior, one begins to think maybe they will send agent provocateurs.
And they admit, market. I mean, in Austin, we've had cops come into the crowds and try to start fights. I mean, our government wants to have violent protests so they can shut them down, folks.
That's right, because it's pretexting, it's called. Create the problem and then criticize the problem you created to then take more steps to deprive people of rights.
Well, Bloomberg said it's a privilege to protest last week, and two weeks before that, he told New York police, if you protest, you may lose your job. So the cops are being told they've lost their First Amendment, and you've called before, you're a retired police officer. I mean, do you think these cops are happy with what they're doing?
I think that and I said this to you before, the older ones who come from the older morality in this country are not. The younger ones, stupid, morally ignorant, I think they call them moral imbeciles at Nuremberg. Moral imbeciles, the younger ones will go along with any absurdity, no matter how outrageous it is. The ones that are, let's say, over 35, no, they were raised in a different America, and they have a different value system, and whether they wear a uniform or not, these are not stormtroopers. The younger ones, I'm afraid I have very little faith in. I've spoken with them. Believe me, these guys are like drones or something out of a movie, or stormtroopers out of a movie. There's no inner core of morality in them.
Hey, I tell you what, Ron, I want to put you on hold and talk to you a little bit more when we start the next hour. Then we'll go to Darren and Malta and Barney and many others that are holding. I'm going to put you on hold, though.
Sure.
Before I end this hour, this broadcast is funded by your support, and I've made great films. I've made 10 of them. I carry, I don't know, 8, 9 other videos by Jews of the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Their film Innocence Betrayed comes with 3 free color booklets. When you order that on VHS or DVD about the history of gun control, George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati on VHS and DVD comes with a free color booklet when you order that as well. My two 9/11 films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny and The Masters of Terror, my film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove about the occult activities of the world elite. My videos are $25.95 because they're all over 2 hours. Some, like Police State 3, Total Enslavement, are 2 hours, 44 minutes, really 3 or 4 films in one. They're $25.95, but order 3 or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. So please get the videos. Make copies of my films. I authorize you to do that. Get them out to people. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to go to the secure, safe shopping cart and watch video clips and read about the films or perhaps order them. Or the toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. So again, folks, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. Second hour, your calls, ton of news, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Terror.